Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batitatoekwe. In our top stories, as Cameroon mourns the iconic former president of the African Football Confederation, Issa Hayatou, who died yesterday in Paris, football managers and lovers of the game around the globe have been eulogizing the one-time interim FIFA president for his remarkable contribution to soccer in Africa and the world. Cameroon and Japan have examined diplomatic relations between Yaoundé and Tokyo at an audience at the Star Building granted a delegation of Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. And out of Cameroon, today marks the 79th anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan has commemorated the day with a call for leaders of the nuclear weapon states and those under their umbrella to shift their policy toward abolishing nuclear weapons. Up next is the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm Winston Lepka. The president of the Federation of International Football Associations, FIFA, Gianni Infantino, has joined the fray of football actors and lovers worldwide in paying tribute to the former CAF president, Issa Hayatou, who died in Paris yesterday after a protracted illness, aged 78. The current CAF president, Patrice Motsepe, said Hayatou made outstanding contributions to the development of football. The departed Issa Hayatou was the president of the Confederation of African Football from 1988 to 2017. He was also interim FIFA president between 2015 and 2016 when the then president, Sepp Blatter, was banned. Cameroon's Prime Minister, Joseph John Guti, has received some Japanese members of parliament who are part of the Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. They examined relations between Cameroon and Japan and talked about the upcoming Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development. Cameroon is expected to take part in that conference. Earlier on, the delegation of Japanese members of parliament were granted an audience with the senior deputy speaker of Cameroon's National Assembly, Honorable Hilarion Etong. They discussed issues pertaining to the collaboration between the parliaments of the two countries. A ceremony to commemorate this year's edition of the International Day of Indigenous People is taking place in Yaoundé under the chairpersonship of Social Affairs Minister Pauline Irene Ngene. The event includes discussions on fostering social inclusion and reducing inequalities by respecting the indigenous people's right to education, health care, and social welfare. A joint ministerial circular stipulates that the new school year will begin on Monday, September the 9th, 2024, and will end on Thursday, July 31st, 2025. It is co-signed by the Basic Education Minister, Laurent Serge Etundingwa, and the Secondary Education Minister, Nalo Valionga. Multimedia lessons will be part of the curriculum. The departed Inspector General of the Army, Vice Admiral Ngoa Ngali Guillaume, has been decorated posthumously with the Medal of the Cameroon Cross of Military Valor. This was by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defense, Joseph Betty Asomo. The Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax, PIT, return for the 2023 tax year by September the 1st, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk, accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.mpo.cm, the toll-free number, 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. Japan has commemorated the 79th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of the city of Nagasaki. The mayor, Shiro Suzuki, in his peace declaration, called for leaders of nuclear weapon nations to shift their policy towards abolishing nuclear weapons. In sports, Cameroon's delegation of 13 persons to participate in the 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris are about now being presented to the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwelekombi. Five athletes to compete in three disciplines make up the delegation present at the ongoing farewell ceremony. The 2024 Paralympic Games will run from the 28th of August to the 8th of September. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
You're welcome back. Football stakeholders in Paris, France, have expressed their sympathy following the death of former CAF president Issa Hayatou yesterday. For most of them, Issa Hayatou will be greatly missed in Africa, given his different development strides that gave a new lease of life to African football in particular. Baldwin Sama outlines their views in the following report, filed in from Paris.
A rare sports personality he was, a key football actor, Issa Hayatou remains for many who remember how active he was for several years serving as football administrator. Frank Simon is an independent journalist based in France. He remembers the key role played by Issa Hayatou while defending the interests of African football.
I did many interviews with him. Sometimes it was a bit conflictual between the late Hayatou and myself, but for me, definitely is a very important character in the history of African football. He has been around for 29 years as the president of CAF. He has been the main defender of the interest of African football. This is something that no one can ignore.
Thanks to different policies implemented while as CAF president, Africa saw her number of flag bearers at the final phase of a FIFA World Cup increase to 5. Frank Simon once more.
He did a lot for the development of competitions, thinking of CHAN, for instance, youth competitions, and also under his administration, there were very good results in the Olympic Games. 5 medals, including 2 gold medals, 96 by the Sepoy Goals of Nigeria, and then 2000 with Cameroon.
Memories of a devoted football administrator whose main interest remains the development of African football live on.
Baldwin Sama reporting. The population of the North region is still in shock and disbelief following the passing away of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, in Paris, France. Our reporter Julius Neba met with some key personalities in the hometown of the former sports executive, Garoua, who says demise leaves a void in the hearts of many, given his invaluable contributions made towards the growth of sports and football in particular. Here is his report.
Waking up to the news of the passing of Issa Hayatou, who was just hours to clock his 78th birthday this Friday, 9th August, the population of Garoua kicked off the day by putting him in prayers, led by the Lamido of Garoua, His Majesty Ibrahim El Rashdini.
It's a sad day, and we have been praying for his soul to rest in peace.
Referring to him as an accomplished sportsman who made significant contributions in basketball, football, and national athletics, particularly with regards to his participation in the All-African Games in Brazzaville in 1965, the North Regional Delegate of Sports and Physical Education, Issa Hamajoda, saluted his contributions made in the promotion of sports in and out of the country.
He was a visionary, and thanks to his organizational support, Garoua hosted the CAN competitions in style. In short, he gave a unique touch to the management of football at the CAF level.
The divisional officer for Benue, Umaru Aman Wabi, says he remembers Issa Hayatou as an illustrious son of the North region who always put service to his people first.
Even though he was a prince of the Lamida of Garwa, he was filled with humility. His demise to a good number of Garwa inhabitants is a hard pill to swallow.
Even though he has journeyed into the world beyond, the former CAF president, Isa Ayatu, will forever live in the memory of his kinsmen in the North region, Cameroonians and sympathizers the world over. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
Sports actors say the death of the former CAF president has created a great vacuum in the world of sports. They have equally described the administrator, who was to turn 78 this Friday, August the 9th, as a mentor who spared no effort in instilling in them the principles of good governance in sports. Here are their views in this report by Ben Collins, Nui Berua.
The rise to prominence of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Isa Hayatu, began on the athletics tracks. The president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee of Cameroon, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, collaborated with him at several levels of sports practice and administration.
Isa Hayatu was my elder. When I was in the military academy, he was in the INGS, and then we were in the same team of athletics. And later on, we came together in the organization. I was president of the Handball Federation, and Mr. Isa Hayatu was the secretary general of the Football Federation.
President Isa Hayatu occupied many important positions in sports.
President of the National Federation of Football, President of the Confederation of Football in Africa, and then he was interim president of FIFA and also IOC member. And then we are losing him in his position of honorary IOC member.
All these made Mr. Hayatu an administrative genius, idolized by many, like the president of the Cameroon Sports Federation for Intellectually Disabled, Jean-Marie Aliokol Mabiemi.
When I was a student in National Institute of Youth and Sports, my best dream was to be like Isa Hayatu. He said it's a big loss for all who want to be like him.
After managing the affairs of FIFA and CAF, Isa Hayatu came back to the country and was appointed board chair of the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, by the head of state, Paul Biya. He was a mentor, says the director general of ANAFOOT, Enongachu.
President Isa Hayatu was a great manager, and I learned a lot from him. Each time I was in difficulties, I would call him and he would always invite me for us to work. He was not acting like a board chairman, but he was acting like a father.
Mr. Isa Hayatu is greatly remembered for his contribution to Cameroon's hosting rights of the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations that took place in 2022.
The departed Isa Hayatu has been described by many sports writers as a man of great stature. His high level of respect was gained by impressive performances as an athlete and by his amazing achievements as a sports administrator, who was president of the Confederation of African Football for 29 years. Here's the report on the man and his works with Winston Lebga.
It is said that some people are born great, while others become so, and Isa Hayatu is in a league of his own. As a son of a Lamido, he was born into royalty on Friday the 9th of August, 1946, in Garwa. The prince had a great career in athletics, setting national records in the 400 meters and 800 meters events. He was the Cameroonian champion from 1964 to 1971. Isa Hayatu also played basketball and was a member of the Cameroonian team in the 1965 All-Africa Games in Brazzaville, Congo. He played football while in the university. He held many top positions in national sports before sitting on the most powerful office in continental football, CAF, where he was president from 1988 to 2017, a period during which Cameroon won four AFCON titles, an Olympic gold medal, were vice champions of the Confederations Cup, played in six World Cups, reaching the quarterfinals in one of them. Previously, Hayatu was director of sports in the Youth and Sports Ministry and then president of the Cameroon Football Federation, FECAFOOT. He was also member of the executive committee of FIFA, where he was interim president from 2015 to 2016, when Sepp Blatter was banned as part of a corruption investigation. He had run for the office of FIFA president in 2002, losing to Mr. Blatter. Issa Hayatou had relatives who had also been in powerful positions in Cameroon, like Sadou Hayatou, one-time prime minister, and Alim Hayatou, secretary of state in the Ministry of Public Health in charge of epidemics and pandemics, all of whom have passed on.
The fallen football administrator will therefore be remembered for his steadfastness and seriousness in the conception of ideas aimed at developing the game. Despite spending much of his working time out of Cameroon, Issa Hayatou was also a great patriot. More on that with editor-in-chief Simon Lyunga.
His close aides did describe him as a gentle giant. Giant in size, as he hardly went unnoticed because of his heavy build that portrayed the charisma of the man, but more of a giant by his deeds and zeal to always make football management better. With the world's obsession for the game growing every hour, football is seen as a real engine of social development. With this being the bedrock of social cohesion and fraternity, it became clear many years back that he who controls football has a place on the table of power. Issa Hayatou was therefore one of those, throwing around enough weight to command just the respect that shoveled the interests of football development to Africa. Training centers of excellence sprouted around the continent, with one in Bankomo. At the same time, he waged a war on European clubs that refused to free players to star at the African Cup of Nations. Infrastructure development was his everyday purpose, with CAF bankrolling the construction of technical centers, at times overseeing those that he brokered a deal for with the World Football House, FIFA. His astute nature and steadfastness gave him a leeway through the finest offices worldwide, putting his influence on the doorsteps of development in Africa. Mr. Hayatou did not talk much, using more of action to speak for him as he laid down his tactics to conquer the world of football management. I remember once he was cornered by pressmen, most of whom blamed him for being unable to send the African Cup of Nations to his home country. In his usual corner-mouthed smile, Mr. Hayatou said he was in CAF to serve Africa and not Cameroon. But behind the scenes, he pushed the state officials to develop the infrastructure and host the continent and showcase his people's hospitality. When he was sure of the will to do that, he was still the one who handed the AFCON to Cameroon in one of his last deals as a CAF supremo. Even after he retired and came back home, his love for grassroots football could not be overemphasized as he threw his weight behind the National Academy Anafoot, where he was board chair. It is a fine leader who hits the exit button, survived by vivid memories of an astute statesman, purposeful, patriotic, but most of all, a real leader in the true meaning of the word.
Editor-in-Chief Simon Lyunga there. The late former president of the Confederation of African Football was one of the towering Cameroonian figures globally. Issa Hayatou was received at the Unity Palace by President Paul Biya, not only as a global football leader, but also as an illustrious son of the nation who encompassed the qualities of good leadership. Charles Ebune looks at the relation between the late former president of CAF and the president of the republic over the years.
A member of the International Olympic Committee, the only African to be at the helm of the second biggest international organization in the world, the Federation of International Football Association, and the longest serving president of the Confederation of African Football, it was always with utmost joy that President Paul Biya welcomed fellow compatriot Issa Hayatou at the Unity Palace. One of such last encounters between President Paul Biya and the then president of the Confederation of African Football dates back to October 8, 2014. Cameroon had just won the rights to host the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations. An athlete by all standards, an administrator by all standards, and a diplomat by all standards, Issa Hayatou was one of the greatest human assets. And when the global football industry lacked moral leadership to pilot the affairs of the global king sport due to corruption scandals, all turned to Cameroonian Issa Hayatou as the moral yardstick to take football from the turbulent zone plus 6 years ago. This and other accolades, especially his masterpiece tenure at the Confederation of African Football, made him one of the country's diplomatic prides. And President Paul Biya on several occasions had decorated him with medals to recognize his immense contribution to the branding of Cameroon globally. After his indelible expansion of the African football market, Issa Hayatou returned home and was yet solicited by President Paul Biya to build the youngest of football talents by appointing him the chairman of the National Football Academy. Issa Hayatou was born in an Olympic Games month and died in an Olympic Games month. His life was simply an Olympic journey.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
And on to one of our lead stories. The state of relations between Cameroon and Japan has come under scrutiny today in Yaoundé. This was in the course of an audience which the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, accorded members of the visiting Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. Both parties explored ways of deepening relations and also talked about Cameroon's participation in the upcoming Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development, TICAD. Details with our star building correspondent, Christian Che Atta.
The group of Japanese parliamentarians, part of the Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League, are on a working visit to promote friendship, encourage parliamentary exchanges and bilateral cooperation between Cameroon and Japan. Their meeting with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, presented the perfect stage to examine the cooperation between Cameroon and Japan. Aisawa Ishiro, head of the Japanese parliamentary group.
Cameroon is one of the most important partners in this sub-region and very good bilateral relations between the two countries. I'm the Prime Minister. We discussed for a long time about this good relations, and especially we talked about how the role about business and the importance of the stability of this region. And we also talked about what Japan can do further to help Cameroon.
The discussions also touched on Cameroon's participation in upcoming editions of the Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development, TICAD.
And we also talked about TICAD, which means the Tokyo International Conference on African Development. We're hoping that His Excellency, the President of the Republic, will attend the 9th TICAD summit level next year.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, told members of the delegation that Cameroon remains ever grateful for Japan's contribution to the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the Northwest and Southwest, and for other initiatives in the domains of education and health, amongst others. The visit of the delegation of the Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League contributes to the growth of diplomatic relations between the two countries established since 1960. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of Social Affairs has reiterated government's policies and resolve to foster social inclusion and lower inequalities by offering indigenous people the right to education, healthcare, social welfare, and work life. Pauline Ren Guinea was speaking this Friday in Yaoundé during a ceremony to mark the 30th edition of the International Day of the Indigenous Peoples and the 16th edition in Cameroon under the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right to Indigenous Peoples. Colette Jani reports.
This 30th edition of the International Day of the Indigenous Peoples once more provided a platform for those in Cameroon, mainly the Mbororo Pastoral and the Baka Forest communities, to reflect on their challenges and strides made to improve their education, health care, and social welfare.
Adamu Amadou, National President Buskuda. The challenges is related to their lifestyle. You know where they live. The forest and the savannah is not nearby. So they need assistance, information, communication, and they need the accompaniment of the government and all of the sector to help them to be on the same level of the rest of Cameroon.
Discussions at the Yaoundé event centered on the progress made to improve social inclusion of the indigenous people, dispositions for birth registration, access to citizenship, as well as identity card reforms implemented by the government of Cameroon to ensure their well-being. Chairing this 16th edition in Cameroon, pinned under the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right to Indigenous Peoples, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, reiterated government's availability and commitment to fight for the social inclusion of these indigenous peoples.
The Fulani community in the Northwest has acknowledged that there has been a significant shift from traditional oral education to formal schooling. Many Fulani children now attend school, moving away from the past practices of cattle rearing and early marriages. However, the community faces challenges as insecurity has forced them to relocate to larger towns like Bamenda. Sylvie Banta reports.
The Northwest, including the Mbororos and Aku, have historically focused on cattle herding in areas like Sabga, Wum, and Kambe. Due to the ongoing unrest, many have moved from these rural areas to Bamenda, facing challenges in adapting to urban life.
My name is Suleiman Abdul Karimu. I am a freeborn of Ultown here, but our village is in Sabga. It is only this crisis that come and disturb us with our cattle. That is why we are in town. Difficulties in town is about rentage. You know, Fulani man is somebody who does not know about rentage. In those days, we don't buy water, don't buy electricity. All these things, we get it free of charge.
Usman Abubakar, a PhD fellow, notes that globalization and awareness have led more Fulani communities to embrace education, with some members even pursuing higher studies.
With the advent of modern educational systems and government efforts, more and more indigenous youths are now embracing formal education.
Additionally, many Fulani have diversified into business, and girls now have the opportunity to pursue careers, a change from the past practices of early marriage.
So my name is Patu Yaya. I'm a Fulani. Actually, I've inherited part of my father's business. Things have really changed. Our parents have been sending us to school. Although there are some limitations about early marriages, they need organization that will tell them how important education is, the disadvantages of early marriages.
To support the Fulani community's transition, there is a need for improved security and access to education, which can help preserve their cultural heritage while fostering socioeconomic development. Sylvie Bantar for the Regional News in Bamenda.
The government of Cameroon is pursuing its ambition of digitally transforming the country's educational establishments and has announced that there shall be online lessons dispensed through multimedia aids in the upcoming new school year. A circular jointly signed by Basic Education Minister Laurent-Serge Tundingoa and his counterpart of Secondary Education, Minister Nalova Lyonga, indicates that the school reopening date is Monday, the 9th of September, 2024, as from 7:30 a.m. Kelly Eben has the details.
The distance learning operation takes into consideration the needs of learners who are in zones with limited internet connectivity. They shall have booklets and pamphlets to enable them carry out their studies effectively. In the joint ministerial circular, apart from the dates for the study period and holidays, there are also instructions as per the number of students per class, not more than 30 for nursery, 60 for primary, and 50 for secondary schools. The document specifies when lessons begin and when they end, as well as acknowledges the importance of pedagogical days, plus the importance of the national school sports competitions, FENASCO A and B. The deadline for the payment of fees for public certificate exams has been fixed for October 2024. The school year ends on Thursday, the 31st of July, 2025.
To end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. As Cameroon mourns the iconic former president of the African Football Confederation, Issa Hayatou, who died yesterday in Paris, football managers and lovers of the game around the globe have been eulogizing the one-time interim FIFA president for his remarkable contribution to soccer in Africa and the world. Cameroon and Japan have examined diplomatic relations between Yaounde and Tokyo at an audience at the Star Building granted a delegation of Japan-African Union Parliamentary Friendship League. In Out of Cameroon, today marks the 79th anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan has commemorated the day with a call for leaders of the nuclear weapon states and those under their umbrella to shift their policy toward abolishing nuclear weapons. And that's a wrap of this edition of CRTV's Afternoon Edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Thanks for listening. Christine Victoria Pinda is right here with a summary of the news in French. Good afternoon.
Bonjour. L'immeuble étoile à l'heure de la diplomatie parlementaire. Ce matin, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph John Guti, a reçu en audience une délégation de parlementaires japonais en visite de travail au Cameroun. Au menu des échanges, le renforcement des relations bilatérales entre le Cameroun et le Japon à travers des échanges parlementaires en prélude à la tenue de la réunion ministérielle de la conférence internationale de Tokyo sur le développement de l'Afrique, TICAD. Les communautés Mbororo et Pygmé saluent l'action du gouvernement dans la dynamique de leur prise en compte et appellent à faire davantage pour accroître leur accès dans les instances de prise de décision. C'était ce jour à Yaoundé à l'occasion de la célébration de la 30e journée internationale des populations autochtones. L'événement présidé par le ministre des Affaires sociales, Pauline Irène Guéné, s'est tenu à l'hôtel Montphébi. Sécurité routière, le ministre des Transports poursuit ses visites inopinées ce vendredi sur certains axes routiers et agences de voyage après un arrêt au carrefour Ticon dans la Meufou à Conan. Jean-Ernest Massinanga de Bibéé poursuit son périple sur la nationale numéro 3 sur l'axe Yaoundé-Douala. Il est question pour le membre du gouvernement de se rassurer que les instructions données à ses collaborateurs sont appliquées sur le terrain dans le cadre de la campagne spéciale de prévention et de sécurité routière qui s'achève le 30 septembre prochain. En sport, l'actualité est cristallisée autour du décès de l'ancien président de la CAF, Issa Hayatou, s'en est allé hier à Paris de suite de maladie. La disparition de cette icône et dirigeant sportif de premier plan est suivie de larmes au Cameroun, en Afrique et partout dans le monde, notamment à Paris, où dirigeants sportifs et hommes de médias évoquent la mémoire du défunt. Nécrologie encore, la croix de la valeur militaire du Cameroun à l'ordre de la nation, décernée à titre posthume par le président de la République au vice-amiral Guillaume Gwangali. L'officier général décédé le 7 juin dernier vient d'être décoré à la cour d'honneur de la brigade du quartier général à Yaoundé au nom du chef de l'État par le ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la défense, Joseph Petsi Assomo. C'est au cours de la cérémonie de levée du corps à laquelle ils ont pris part, ont pris part la grande famille des aimés, des autorités administratives et la famille. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 17-18.